traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So we're at like 6-7 videos a week. Point is this, I'm burning out. New was happening. In 2017, I ignored this warning because I had a daily vlog. Guess what? I don't have to do it anymore. While I love catering to an audience, there is a point. it happens very rarely, but there is a point where my life becomes more important than the content I'm making.
That's great.
And we are here.
That's great.
I'm just proud of you.
All right, bro. You know how you don't like snuggling with Lana?
Yeah.
I'm at a point where I love cuddling with Josie so much. Fuck, I'm such a simp.
I was outside yesterday for 2 hours.
On the
chair outside, just laying on each other.
The sunset.
Editing a TikTok.
It was dark.
I was working. Working hard enough. There's a reason why your vlog was 4 hours late today, because you were dilly-dallying all day and gallivanting around with your fucking girlfriend sitting on park benches talking about nonsense.
Not nonsense. Important things that boyfriends and girlfriends talk about.
Well, like what?
Like the fact that I love cuddling with her so much that I wish I could just get so close to her that we merge and become one. That I could just be like fully just go inside of her body.
I think that's
sex. No. We become one. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like Power Rangers transform or whatever they say. We become one and act as a singular human. That's how much I want to cuddle her. Does that make sense?
So I think that what you're trying to describe is making a child with her, because then it's like half of you and half of her combined into one thing.
I wouldn't mind that.
I don't know why I have so, like, I was talking about it yesterday. Like, whenever people start showing affection and doing PDA and people are like, don't you want to do PDA? Like, I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? People kissing?
The PDA.
Would you say, what's that? People hugging?
It affects you.
I'm just not a super, like, especially publicly, but I'm not also just not like a super affectionate, like hands-on, like touchy person. Like, I think it was because I was like not shown that kind of love as a child.
Robin.
No.
In
we weren't like a super affectionate, like, here's when we say I love
you. Is that why Abby, your sister, always hits me? That has to be.
She strikes you.
She strikes me all the time. She strikes me as a person who wears turtlenecks, and she also strikes me.
Yeah. Here's when I love yous happened in my family. Pre-surgery, pre-plane ride.
Oh no, Michael. Oh.
There were some slip-ups. There were a couple times my dad was like, "Hey man, I'm proud of you and I love you." You'd say I'm proud of you, but for the majority of the time it's like, "Yo, I'm getting dropped off JFK 5:30 a.m. for a 7 a.m. flight. Hey, I just want to let you know, man, I fucking love you."
In case that plane goes down, Dad.
Yeah.
I want to let you know that I love you.
Appreciate that. So now when it comes to like loving in my 30s, I'm just like,
you're not into it so much.
I am.
Touch might not be one of your love languages, because it's one of mine.
Yeah.
It's one of mine. You know, especially with the girl that I'm with. Like, I don't know. I like if our fingers are like this, I'm happy. That's a lie. Don't fucking touch fingers with me. Get in this cornucopia of love. Look at me, bro. I'm 6'2". Mm-hmm. 200 pounds, I'm built to just embrace.
You know you're not 200 pounds anymore, though.
I know, because I'm a skinny bitch. Everyone goes, "You look skinny."
Which is hilarious, because you're not. You're not skinny at all. Like, look at me. I'm a thin man. Someone commented the other day, "Is Mac okay? Like, is he doing all right?" And I was like,
"Well, are you?"
"Yeah, I'm fine." But I don't know, I'm just a thin guy. That's how I am.
But do you think that's why they said it? Because of your aesthetic? Or like, are they actually worried about your mental health?
Well, my mental health is definitely like spiraling after being in this house for, I think, a year now. I finally did it.
You made it to a year?
Yeah, I've been here for a year.
Wow, that's crazy. May 19th. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Whoa. Also, what about the other like 18 years we spent near each other?
Yeah, we've known each other a while. All right, let's cut the shit. There's something important we got to talk about. And there's no real way around it. We tried to discuss whether opening the show with it would be appropriate, because then we could get back into our fun, usual, jovial spirit. But this is necessary, obviously, because we do have a voice and people listen to us, and we have the ability to speak up.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Justice occur, and an injustice has occurred. I'm going to let you take it away from here, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. And we were going to open the show with this, and like you said, we looked at different ways, and here we are. Once again, on another episode of Impulsive, I'm absolutely disgusted. I'm disgusted by something that has occurred in this country over the past couple days. I am far from a social justice warrior. I'm far from making a stink about these kind of things. I want to have a good time. I want to make you guys forget about your problems. But when we are faced with something as disgusting as the video that came out yesterday or on Tuesday, whenever you're watching this, Tuesday of this week, we have to speak up. It would be an injustice and disrespecting the platform that we've so graciously been given to not speak up about a topic like this. On Tuesday, a video came out showing an event that happened on Monday of a white police officer kneeling on the back of a black man's neck for over 5 minutes while the man pleaded for his life, begged for his mother, and gasped his final breaths of air on this planet. A crowd gathered around begging the police officers to stop. And they were met with resistance from the police officer's partners, who told them to stand back as the officer in question, or not in question, because there's no question here, murdered a man in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. Murdered him. This was an execution. Now, the reason this one is a little bit easier to talk about, although still creating the visceral, disgusting fucking reaction that I felt every time one of these videos comes out, there's no question here. There's no debate. There's no conversation. We are aligned that there was a cop who murdered a man in broad daylight.
Yeah.
We are also aligned that his partners acted as accessory to murder. The only question at this point is what happens next. The next day, they were immediately without job.
Rightfully so.
And that made very few people happy, but it made some people happy. Today, the mayor of Minneapolis has recommended charges against the officer. I want to first say the name of George Floyd, the man who died, before I say anybody else's name. But Derek Chauvin, the cop who did it, is now being recommended for charges by the mayor of Minneapolis.
And they opened up to an FBI investigation as well.
An FBI investigation. Mm-hmm. It's all opening up. And so we'll sit now and watch what happens next.
So what happens here that a police officer finds this necessary? And it's hard because we don't have the full context at the time of this.
I'm going to stop you. It's important that I stop you because
I don't know what you're going
to
say.
I know. And I want to say it. And I want to be very clear. Very clear right off the bat. And I've watched other police say this all day today. I don't give a fuck what the fucking context is. I told you earlier today, I don't care what someone is fucking doing. I don't care if they're resisting. It does not matter. He is face down, handcuffed, being murdered. Once someone is detained, the police job is over. It doesn't matter if he was on a murderous rampage, and we should get into this, and I'm sorry for getting upset. It does not matter. Once the police officer has subdued and detained the criminal, their job is done. That does not give them the right to decide who lives and dies in this fucking country, whether they are black or fucking white. They are not judges, they are not jurors, and they sure as fuck are not executioners. And every day, every week, I have to watch cops deciding that it is their option to carry out execution on American citizens. I do not want this mislabeled. This was not a detainee resisting arrest. This was cold-blooded fucking murder. Mm-hmm. Hard stop. Unacceptable. And well, your question obviously has merit, the simple point is that the context doesn't matter. It doesn't.
While I agree in this specific circumstance, I think the word that you use there, which is the problem in all of this, is the word job. It's his job. And he has, for whatever reason, his human nature took over him and he did what he did because he decided to no longer do his job. There's an evil in the officer. I don't know his name, but I am confident that he will face repercussions for his actions.
It's hard.
The guy
certainly abuses power here. We know that. He was a police officer.
All of this so fucking much.
It's tough to talk about. It's definitely a tough topic. No one... it's clear that this man was murdered in front of us. We saw the video. And there's definitely... You know, it was right to always be filming the police. This man will face his retribution in the legal world.
There's so many problems here because obviously this is such a complex situation where because of shit like this, cops become pigs. And
I don't want that.
I do not either. Unfortunately, this is the thing that went viral, and this is a part does not represent the whole. Police officers are here to protect us.
They're an essential public service. I'm not questioning that. I back cops. I appreciate them. I believe that the majority of police officers in this country are doing incredibly, very hard and a job that I don't even have a right to judge them on when it comes to slight miscalculations or miscarriages of justice.
This was not that.
A slight miscarriage of justice. This is also not the first time this has happened.
Right.
This is not the first time this has happened. This is one of many, 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 many cases of unarmed black man being killed by white cop while not resisting arrest. Once again, context aside, the context in this one, as we know, is this man had been alleged to have forged checks, forgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If he's swinging his arms, he's pissed off. I didn't forge those checks. Get the fucking guy in handcuffs. You got five cops. Put him in the car and bring him to the police station until his trial. You are not the judge. You are not the jury. You are not the executioner. You're not. The job you signed up for and the job that I appreciate the men and women who do that job every single day is to protect public safety and to stop threats. When that man is face down on the concrete, handcuffed, he is no longer a threat to anyone. To anyone. Get it. You have five cops there. Get him into the car.
Another problem here is one of the guys behind the scenes in the camera talks about how this is not a proper detaining mechanism to subdue a person.
Yeah, yeah.
You should never put your knee on someone's neck. It's all over the comments on articles across the web.
I'm confused with the accountability here.
That's the biggest question.
Well, because like even his partner, like why?
How is he just standing?
Why are cops not holding cops accountable? Why is there no extreme retribution for shit like this? And yeah, we did talk about this, and we asked around, and apparently, if cops go against cops, they're deemed a rat.
It's called the blue line. It's a really popular discussion point. We talked about it this morning at length with experts in this space, with people who consult in this space. Once again, I wanted to find out what people thought. This one, there's no cops on this guy's side. There's no cop saying that this was right or that it could even be argued to have been right. This was simply put a murder. And I'm not going to keep sticking into it. You just brought up the biggest point of all, which is what? What now? What next? Now that once again, a city is, for lack of a better term, burning because of riots and rightfully so.
But they were started as peaceful protests.
Okay,
that should be noted. It wasn't just a riot that immediately erupted. It was people who were actively social distancing and peacefully protesting as well as they could, enraged, rightfully so, but walking the streets to shake up the world and bring attention to this horrible, horrible incident. And then the other side of this was that activists in, where was it, Virginia, with white protesters with guns Michigan, all over the place.
Yeah.
And the peaceful protests here were turned into riots by police engagement.
I don't want to, and I don't want to be the to say who threw the first rock. Like, I don't know what happened.
Sure.
The difference with this is on video, so we can speak directly to it. And once again, obviously the context may be missing. Regardless, it's just like watching this video created such a visceral and disgusting reaction in me. It disgusts me to imagine myself as that man. Whether he was, I've been in drug-fueled rampages before, out of my mind, not listening to the orders of people. You want to know what didn't happen to me? I wasn't face down on the ground, handcuffed, with a man's full body pressure pressing into my neck so that I couldn't breathe, screaming, "Mom, please help me, Mom." Watching people around me unable to get me assistance as I felt my life slip away from me. That's the feeling that people who watch this story can't get. I feel it in me, being unable to get help as you watch a fucking cop who's responsible for your safety kill you. It fucking disgusts me, dude. And I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the solution is. But my hope as a human being on this planet is that there is one.
I think what we'll see is that these cops, I my guess would be that they're made an example of. They're definitely being attacked in the media by every single person. Attacked in the social media. I haven't seen the news on how the worldwide media is handling it. But this is a specific case of martyrdom. How many more lives do we have to lose before something changes? We've seen that racism is running rampant in the country and it has not gotten better. When will that change? We've been fighting for this for years.
So that's the big problem. It's the problem that is racism. And obviously that's not going to be a simple fix. I think two things that we can implement right away is cops holding cops accountable. Mm-hmm. I think that will help. I also think doing a better job of vetting who our police officers are.
Yep.
If you know that there's a man who exhibits even the slightest display of racism, get him the fuck out immediately.
Yeah.
The slightest display of a person who exhibits rage or has temper tantrums or when he's flustered, can't think correctly, get him out.
And I'm one of those people. And like, if I was,
that's why you're not a cop.
I know. And that's what I was just about to say. That's why I'm here giving my views on a show. Like, if you're not meant to be a cop, if you are not built to remain calm under the most extreme pressure, that is what the military teaches you. Day one, remain calm under pressure. Do not fuck up in the face of pressure.
There's a big difference between military and police.
100%. But there are a lot of very brave military people who become police. Absolutely. It happens every day. All I'm saying is, if you are unable to show the most simple level of compassion to another human being, if you are unable to not treat a human like a fucking animal as they beg you for their life, those people should not be police officers. Now, this is on us, the public. This is on people with platforms. This is on police commissioners, mayors, and all the way up to the fucking president to get this done, to say this is not acceptable anymore. And you have two great points. Accountability beyond the blue line is number one. Be that good cop. You're seeing it today. You're seeing cops on social media saying this was not right.
And this is why also, like, I hate this shit, because I would like to believe that the majority of cops are good cops.
They are. No, don't believe it. They are.
That's what I'm saying. And then some shit comes out like this and it resets everything. And there's this war between police officers and citizens that is just so. But
that's what's happening. It's a war. And who's the more empowered group? It's the people with
badge and guns.
Yeah, badges and guns. So how can a civilian become equivalent to the people who are currently in they're not in totalitarian power, but it's people don't want to go against police officers because they, right now, the stigma is that if you go against a police officer, you're going to get murdered. So it's very difficult for any civilian, especially the people who are standing there seeing a man, be murdered. How can they step up and tell a cop that he's not doing his job correctly? It's obvious to any person watching that what that cop was doing was incorrect. Mm. But they couldn't do anything other than hold their cameras up. They could, but pressing the cops. What happens when you press the cops?
Because now your life is in danger. Exactly. Which is fucking stupid. We should not be here. Something's missing. Something's wrong. We're the protests are backwards. We're fighting for the wrong things that we shouldn't be having to be fighting for. Unfortunately, we are. And I think there's unfortunately, it's conversations like this that are going to be, I would hope, the beginning of change. And it's going to take a while. It's going to take a really long time. But
we don't have to lose any more lives over it.
Hope. Logan has said this earlier this morning, and I in anger, and I apologize to people listening to this, and I apologize to you guys for getting fired up about this. For some reason, it affects me badly. I do not like the idea that this is happening. I don't think anybody does, but for whatever reason, it fucks with me. Logan said this morning that this is a complex issue, and I said it's not, but it is. It's such a complex issue that deals with everything from racism to socioeconomic balance to police vetting processes to accountability. This is a very, very dynamic and complex problem.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, the biggest thing is the fact that being a cop is a job versus human nature. Right. Who knows? What was the cop's name?
Derek
Chauvin.
Who knows what kind of sick, twisted fuck this guy is that he's just been waiting to kneel on a black man's neck for his whole life, and because he was bullied in school or ignored by a girl that he liked, and he's got this rage, this anger in him that he can now take out because he has he can exercise his power accordingly because he's a fucking cop.
But what if not saying this is what happened, but it could have been something along the line. So you talked about vetting cops, but what happened if during his tenure as a police officer something happened that totally flipped him off, and he's just been waiting for his
that too,
chance? How do we seal these cracks that things keep sliding through?
Communication between partners, but more than anything, you said this a lot today. It's more than a job. It's a human nature situation. And the question in me has to always come back to, where is the compassion? Where is the compassion to our brothers and sisters in this country and around the world? How? And I believe that this problem will become more complex. I believe to anyone's point that context clues will come out, and maybe he does shown to have been shown.
That's what I was going to say. This is where the context really does. If you're going to ask that question, the answer involves specifically only context.
But what I'm saying is this: I keep coming back to home base, which is, regardless of context, regardless of this man having an RPG
not even him. No, I'm talking the context of even the officer. Who is this fucking guy?
No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
It shouldn't, but in this case, if I want to answer your question, you said, where is the compassion? Yeah. If this dude's a sociopath, there is none. He shouldn't be a cop. The vet failed. He lost.
Compassion includes understanding someone's prior circumstances to where they are in their life right now.
Fair, but I don't want to get to a point where we then use that understanding of their absolutely circumstances not to excuse their actions.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you're absolutely right. I just can't understand the disconnect. And I'm not a cop, as we know, as I just said, I could never do that job. Where do you think the disconnect is when you have kneeled on a man's neck? I don't know how many life and death situations you guys have been in, coming from someone who's been through quite a bit of them. 5 minutes is an eternity. 5 minutes is an eternity. Yeah. How do you disconnect when kneeling on a man's neck and he is handcuffed, posing no threat, and you know he is becoming he is losing consciousness, losing control of his bodily fluids, losing his life. Where is the disconnect between knowing that you are detaining someone and murdering someone?
Fear, misuse of power, and lack of recognition. I mean, is it mental illness? We don't know. We'll find out. But to be honest, guys, I feel like we're in a place where we are entertainers and not policymakers. And while this is a tragic event, we should continue to watch and use this platform to talk about these kinds of things. But it isn't our place to decide. And it's now up to the people of the world, FBI's investigation.
I agree. It is our place to set the foundation for change, though,
and for the discussion to take place.
And that's what we're doing. That's all we can do. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're not going to change the vetting process of police officers. But I think if the more we can talk about it and educate people to talk about it, and eventually it starts happening, then we've done our job appropriately. Well, all right, shit. Here we are.
We knew this was going to be a tough transition now. Yeah. And we're going to get there. We're going to fucking get there. All right.
Tough things.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you've been having some issues with some tough things around the house.
I just,
what are you talking about?
Snacking. I'm trying to stop eating shitty foods. I would assume that the majority of people watching the show right now can relate to this. Sitting home in quarantine, for me personally, all of the other vices of my life have been removed. They said, "Hey, Mike, we don't think it's a good idea that you smoke crack anymore." And I said, "You know what? I'm with you on that one. I think you made the right decision there." Yeah. We're also going to layer in, I don't know who this we is that I'm talking about. We also decided that you probably shouldn't drink alcohol anymore because it's not good for you. Yeah. And also, we're going to toss you into a relationship because we don't want you having all of that promiscuous sexual intercourse anymore either. Mm-hmm.
Temptation's the devil, Mike.
Exactly. Yeah. I said, "You know what? Whoever you are that's telling me these things, you're absolutely right. I'll give it all up. Just leave me my fucking food."
So,
leave me my fucking hot dogs, my mozzarella sticks, my chicken parm, the little glaze sauce that you dip the garlic knots or whatever the fuck from Pizza Hut. That's my vice.
I think it's your last one, to be honest with you.
That's it.
And by the way, this isn't a joke. Like, this is a serious thing.
Oh,
I think his addiction is transferred over to food.
Oh, 100%. When I see Mike eating, what do you eat at night? S'mores.
It's not peaceful. And then it's not. Chips, it's not a peaceful guy snacking at night.
Hunks of cheese.
It's a trapped man in a body.
It's your bad telling habit. Himself, it's
telling
a horrible
himself he
habit.
Needs to be eating this food late at night.
All right, hold on.
What do you want from me, Mike? I get scared when I see you consuming at 2 a.m. when we know you shouldn't, Mike. You work out every day. You work out every day.
Well, I have to say
for
that.
What?
For what? And then you toss it all in the trash just to eat a hoagie at 3 a.m.
Listen, well, you guys are absolutely right. It's not. Let's keep it in perspective. I'm not a fucking balloon. I'm not going to take off with the house like the movie Up. One of my favorite
would
scenes.
Be incredible.
Okay. Do I like to have a couple Funyuns? Do I like to have a hoagie roll with some meat on it at 2 a.m.? Absolutely. Have I offended someone by doing so? No. But I just feel like the end of the dad bod is coming, dude. I think it's been hot for a little while now, and I think we're about to see abs pop back off again.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I think the dad bod will always be around. Because dads will always be around.
But what's hot though? I mean.
The dad bod was in for a little while.
I know for a fact Amara likes a dad bod. Like she can grip on your love handles and command you to go somewhere.
But Mike, what was your problem with having the snacks in the house? Because tell me, remind me of this one.
Oh, this is another great question. It's all on me. Obviously, I'm not saying it's not. But I also think that as a responsible roommate and a friend, that if you see another person making a concerted effort to, you know, watch what they're eating, watch out for the goodies, cut down on the snacks, if you will.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't load the house up with everything from Cheez-Its to Goldfish to fucking everything you eat. You're a carbohydrate psychopath.
Yeah, you're saying and you say, in turn, I like to eat snacks and I can eat them just fine and maintain my perfectly chiseled form, that I can't have snacks in the house because you can't be around them because it's your problem.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. It's my personal responsibility. I get it. But as an addict in recovery, recovery's a lifelong thing.
I get it.
All right.
I'm there.
All right, as long as you know that. Yes. Yeah, recovery's for life. Yeah, I'm an addict for the rest of my life. Yes.
Huh. Always a twinge of wanting more.
Yeah. I don't have urges for drugs anymore because I feed most of it with pizza and food. But what I'm saying is this. In the program, the first thing you learn about is people, places, things. Delete that from your life to even give yourself a fighting chance. Okay, so I know I used to use drugs with Jimmy in this place at this time. Remove yourself from that situation and you've put yourself in a good place.
Yeah.
How much of that versus how much personal responsibility? And I never asked you not to snack. I never said don't bring snacks. Exactly. I did actually this morning.
Yeah.
I said, Chad.
You said you should.
People want snacks to keep them in their own rooms.
Yeah, in your own rooms. But you
keep the snacks in
what
my
the
own
fuck?
Room.
Michael,
I feel personally offended.
Michael, yeah. Look, I've done diets a lot, and every time I find that it's on me to follow the diet. Yeah. I get it because, bro, temptation's the devil. You see, you see a snack or a bit of food that you're not supposed to eat, and you want to eat it, but it's on you. It's on you to hunker down and know that you made a promise to yourself that you're not going to eat snacks past midnight.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. I don't even why I was.
Nope, nope.
I think I was just bringing it up as conversation points because obviously at the end of the day, and I've been doing good. Past two nights, I've been doing much better. I've been watching everybody. My sweet girlfriend who couldn't put a pound on just loading her face with Dove chocolate, fucking Cheez-Its, just sitting there right in front of me. She has all the marks on it. She still have little cupcakes hanging out of her eyes sometimes because she's just eating all this food. And I just sit there and watch it, dude. I'm gonna make it out this.
I think you could replace snacks with like really good quality food and feed your addiction with that.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, at what point am I just becoming an ejaculator?
Oh, true.
Is there something bad? I heard Mike say that he wants to start doing yoga.
yeah, okay.
Him and Danny were talking. He said, I might start doing yoga. And then while I'm doing yoga, if I happen to meditate while I'm in, I'm checking two boxes at once. He said that. Or maybe Danny.
I believe that he said that. Like, I would like to be able to fly. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Watch. Me and Mike are going to be doing yoga and meditating and have hot girl bodies.
I'll give you 1 week.
You don't have.
If there's something I know about this old dog, nah, middle aged dog, it's that he ain't a meditator. He ain't a yogi. He ain't a vegan. He likes his hoagie buns with meat at midnight.
I'm from the East Coast.
That's
bro.
Mike.
That's what I was brought up on.
I think,
dude.
But that's the thing, Mike. You were brought up on a lot of bad stuff. You could clean that out.
I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Because from my personal experience, people can change. I agree. I think that's a broader thing. I think one may need some sort of extreme pivotal moment in their life to truly change.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
choking on a donut. Like if I choked on a donut,
seriously,
for example.
I swear to God.
That would be like a problem from the thing you're eating, not like the greater
I
cause.
Bet you he won't eat a donut again.
That's
so
true.
So he needs to choke on every bit of unhealthy food.
The problem is the most chokeable foods are all the vegetables. There is no more chokeable food than kale. Not kale, bok choy. I literally have, I'm not kidding you about this, my sister who sat on the show, I have pulled raw bok choy out of her throat my fingers, bro.
Bok choy is the octopus of vegetables. Because these tentacles, when they're cooked, are super soft but long.
Oh, so they get stuck.
Exactly.
Like, stuck. Plastered to your throat.
The only food that's close to it is fried mozzarella. That's the only food that could do a similar thing and it goes down. But the thing is like, fuck, I was going to say something, but it's actually not appropriate. So here I am saying that I was going to say something that's not appropriate. Bro, and also, dude, I don't know if you guys know this, and I don't know if you have this problem. But, like, these foods talk to me. Like, literally. Hear me out.
In
I know.
English?
Yes.
Okay.
When I walk out of the movie room after watching a movie and everybody goes up to bed, I'm always the last one downstairs because I lock the doors. And as I walk past the cabinet, I hear, without fail, every single time, 2 a.m. Mike.
No way.
You sure it's not Broly?
It's not. But Broly can't speak English or talk, which is crazy.
He can.
But the snacks, on the other hand. Mike, don't you want to take a bite out of us? We're the Cheez-Its. Every fucking night, dude. They just speak
You're not the only one. I do believe there's a group of people who can communicate with inanimate objects in food-based shape.
Chef Kate can definitely talk to the food.
I've seen her talking to herself before, but now that you say that, yeah, she might have been talking to food now that I realize it.
Just like a little Chef Kate blessing before we get it.
Bless this food. All right, what else? Listen, I got to do better.
Oh, what about them couches?
What? Are you, oh, shit. The couches from hell.
Yeah. You got them back, man.
Fucking that kid, Eric. This kid. Guys, I'm not in the mood to do a podcast. I'm going to be honest with you.
We're going to get
That's
through
okay.
it.
That's okay.
I don't know if we are. I might cut it right here.
Alert. No. We interrupt this program to bring you a very special message from the U.S. Space Force.
Whether you're down on your luck or you're just down. Because you're stuck? Who the fuck writes these?
Oh my god.
Find relief really- with my bookie when there's never a quarantine on fun.
What? There's not a quarantine on fun.
Life without sports is finally nearing an end. Start off small or swing for the fences by making some bets with my bookie. And if the return of a good old-fashioned blood sport doesn't get your attention alone, have some fun on the house. MyBookie is constantly offering a variety of promotions to make sure that there's always a little something extra for everyone. Earnings from MMA and simulated sports not coming in quick enough? Try your hand in the MyBookie Casino with instant access to hundreds of classic slots and table games. New blackjack tournaments starting every week offering opportunities to enter free and score a portion of the huge jackpots. Stay safe and stay sane from the comfort of your home. Sign up right now. Go to MyBookie.ag, use the promo code Logan, and they'll match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. If you put in 100, they'll spot you 50, so you're basically getting free money to play with just for supporting the show. With MyBookie, you bet, you win, and most importantly, when you win, you get paid. Back to the programming.
Here's the deal. We tackled a tough topic today.
Yeah, no, but here's the problem I'm facing. Okay, so I knew this was going to happen. At the beginning of the quarantine, I was like, you know, I'll do it. I'll be the YouTube avatar. I'll be the guy. Here's your content. This is a guest-based podcast. Yeah. Let us not forget that this is a fucking guest-based podcast. And we can't have guests on because they won't come to our house because of social distancing. And so I knew this moment was going to happen where we can only talk about so many things before we've completely run dry and nothing's happened. I'm here with the vlogs, bro.
I feel trapped.
I got to film an entire vlog before it gets dark. It needs to be 4 hours to film an entire vlog, Mark.
I hear you. I agree with you. We did know this was going to happen. And I think this has also, in a lot of ways, become a non-guest-based podcast in this quarantine. I think there's a lot of people out there who highly prefer these fucking episodes. Maybe not this one in particular, but the ones where we have topics to talk about. Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Let me say this. We will get through this. There are topics in the topic you just said. Working through the quarantine. Let's talk.
I'm actually pissed. Like, I'm heated. I'm not having a good day. I think it's, I don't know what it is, but I think it's finally, the day of reckoning has come. I believe
this is the day you snap.
I'm about to snap.
Okay.
It's hard, man.
Let me lay this out for you quickly.
Go for it, Mike.
A wild pandemic came through, shut down the world. Everyone goes into hiding. Vlog cameras go off. I can't vlog. I can't be with my crew. How can I vlog? Everybody shuts down. They go into just watching mode. I watched Ozark. I watched this show. I watched that show. For whatever fucking reason, we went into go mode. Yeah. Go mode. I published a book. I'm recording an audio book. I'm working on a movie for that book. The night shift's going crazy. Clothing. Yeah. Podcast. Yeah. Logan Paul's on top of YouTube again. He launched a clothing brand. Day in and day out, All we have done through this quarantine is make content and build brands and build everything. Relationships. You got a pretty girl now, too.
Yeah, she's cool.
Do you think being on the opposite side of the spectrum has are we burnt out? Is it over?
Yes, totally. Yes, it is. No. We are burnt out. I'm telling you right now, and this sucks. Because a week before I launched Maverick Clothing, I knew I was burnt out.
You're close.
I knew. I was like, this is it. I'm at the end of my I'm not going to say rope. Yep. I'm at the end of something. Yep. Something. I'm at the end of it.
At the end of the line.
I'm at the end of the line. And I knew I needed to push and get this and launch it. And now we have so much momentum. And the last thing I want to do is pause it. But we might need to. Are you going away for the weekend? I'm fucking going. I'm going away. There might not be a Monday vlog. I'm taking my beloved. We're going to Laguna Beach. We're staying at.
Sorry, what did you just say to me?
We're going to Laguna Beach.
No. Stop. This is a topic, and I know what you're doing. I don't like it. Danny's laughing. She gets it. If you show up in Laguna Beach this weekend,
hold up. What?
No, stop. It is a well-known fact that I have booked my trip to Laguna Beach.
You're lying. Booked, signed, and sealed. You're telling me.
Brother.
Deposits
in. I am telling you right now that if you show up to Laguna Beach this weekend, trust me, it won't be me. I'll be standing there just watching, having a good time. The wrath of my girlfriend will come down in a way you have never before seen.
Why? What? Brother, she's the mayor of Laguna Beach. She can just control who comes and doesn't.
I want to talk back through the exact sentence we just had. Through the publishing, through all the things, the podcast, the vlogs, everything. She's just sat there and said the same thing to me for 76 days. When can we get away from this? When can we leave your hooligan friends behind and get some alone time? And I said, babe, it will happen. And this weekend, she finally booked it. And I told you very clearly that I'm going to Laguna Beach. And that if you go there, we're going to be fucked. We're going to be in big trouble. And now you have said.
All right, hold on. It's not like we're staying at the same place, right? Where are you staying? Whisper in my ear. Whisper in my ear.
No, because I already talked to Josie about it, and it's her favorite place. And I know, brother, I'm telling you this right now.
Just whisper it in my ear. Where you're going, please. Please.
Oh my God.
Just whisper it in my ear. Yeah, we're going there too.
I knew that was gonna be it.
You're wearing the same shirt. You literally just both put your headphones on at the exact same time. I hope they were watching that. Run it back. You guys are to me. You're like connected at the hip. Literally dumb and dumber.
He's joking. I'm telling you, he's joking. He would not do this.
Oh, wait, that's stuck on you.
No, I'm not.
He would not do this.
What's that Jim Carrey movie?
All right, Mike. Look.
Bless you, Danny.
The girl has sent me rooms. I have rooms here. She wanted to go to Laguna. Who am I to tell her no? Look at that.
Listen. No. Don't read those off because that's where.
We'll mute those so you don't know where we're staying. And by the way, if you see me this weekend, leave me the fuck alone! Unless you're in the Maverick Club, you can come say what's up. But yeah, no, I don't understand. What's Lana? She got a problem with me or something? If she wants alone time with you, she can go on her walk for 10 minutes outside with you.
No,
that's the alone time.
There's no way we're staying at the same hotel. It won't happen. I'm just telling you, what do you think?
It's an entire hotel. No, what do you think is going to happen?
It doesn't matter.
Is it going to be overlap?
She'll flip. Yes. You guys are going to show up at dinner at the 100%. Same time. You're going to both get couples massages and end up at the spa at the same time.
Spa.
They're going to put you in a four-person room.
It's a non-issue. It's a non-issue because if you choose to go there, I'm just going to go to Big Sur. It's fine. It's not a problem.
That is a drive.
We'll probably lose $2,000 on booking. I don't care. I don't fucking care.
Wait.
I will not upset this girl after all that she's done for both of us, by the way.
Yeah. She did well.
I will not upset her. I won't do it.
But I'm...
But you're burnt out.
What is it like the sight of me...
No.
Like, does she think I'm going to be vlogging?
No,
I'm not bringing the camera, Mark.
She wants us to get away. It's like, imagine this. You set up this romantic getaway. It's a picnic in the park. And the only thing you have is each other. And there's a beautiful picnic basket. And you've got the sandwiches. And across the way, it's your best friend. It's you alone in the park. And all of a sudden, you're like, babe, look at that beautiful sunset over there. And you look away over and you say, hello. Hello. Guys, it's me, Logan. Look at Paul. You live with me. Can you imagine the inner sadness and destruction of one's soul to have that happen?
Oh, Trump card. Trump card.
Staying at the Trump card.
I have it. I have the Trump card. Do you know why Amara wants to stay in Laguna Beach?
No.
Because Josie suggested it. She suggests that we all go there.
Really?
About a month ago. Oh, and your girl ran with the idea. And now I will not forfeit my girlfriend's desires for your girlfriend's desires.
That's not true. I want to see proof of it.
Someone's got
to
fold.
It. I have it. Proof.
We'll pull it up.
It's in a
a
group chat.
We'll show you on a further episode.
Who's going to fold?
Bro, I don't No, I think we looked at a number of locations. Joshua Tree, all these places. It is what it is. Listen, there's no problem. I'll take that hit on the booking fees. I don't give a shit. One thing I won't take is an upset, angry girlfriend who's pissed off that I'm 35 and my roommate is following me on the adventures place. I won't do it. I won't do it. I'll take the $2,000 hit on booking fees. I will.
Yeah,
now that happened. It's like,
Were you going to Laguna Beach this weekend?
Going to Joshua Tree.
He said.
You rented a trailer?
He rented an airstrip.
An eight acre property.
Just him and Eve doing airstrip things on an 8 acre.
How many months straight have you been vlogging now? When it was
whole year. What, 5 months?
Yep.
5 months. But the tricky part is I'm not even kidding. It's this too. People forget. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do three.
This is a lot.
I don't do 3 videos a week. I do 5 videos a week. I do mm-hmm. 5 videos a week.
Filming on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Two of which are long form podcast.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You do 100 videos a week. Because then there's TikToks, there's Snapchat, there's Instagram. You have stuff on Facebook.
I'm burning out.
And not to mention you're in every brand meeting. Listen, I've The Maverick Club VIP.
Oh, another video. That's in the 6th video.
Oh my God,
that is. That's it. Dude, and the Maverick Club videos are like almost 2 vlogs in 1 sometimes. So we're at like 6-7 videos a week. Point is this, I'm burning out. I knew it was happening. In 2017, I ignored this warning because I had a daily vlog. Guess what? I don't have to do it anymore. While I love catering to an audience, there is a point. it happens very rarely, but there is a point where my life becomes more important than the content I'm making.
That's great.
And we are here.
That's great. I'm just proud of you, man.
I'm just happy you're acknowledging it this time.
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing. And real, people understand that. If you aren't being your best self, you're not putting your best content forward.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is the best content. Who knows?
This is
you know, they'll tell us.
Bizarre. I've never seen
By the way, so. My favorite thing is when I tell the audience that there's a poll on the screen, they said the poll has never appeared. Not even a single fucking time.
It is because Andre...
Not one poll. I'm like, answer this poll. Do you prefer chicken or beef?
I'll tell you something about polls.
Answer it upstairs.
I'll tell you something about polls. They don't exist anymore on YouTube. They're taking them away because creators don't use them anymore.
Stop, so, really?
Yeah, I got the email. No more polls.
We could leave like a comment or something, right? In the thing, you leave a little thumbs up. Chicken.
All right. Hey, I also don't want to put more pressure on you, but my fear is that this isn't we've run out of things to say. This is just, we should be burnt. You know what? I'm going to say something right now, and I'm going to stand to say it, because you're standing.
I'm unraveling this.
This is not a result of lack of topics. This is the result of you sleeping until fucking noon. Every fucking day, because you're gallivanting little girlfriend. 12 o'clock, you know what you could have been doing today, Logan? Been up with me at 9 or 8:30 working on topics for this podcast.
Reading the newspaper.
But instead, or watching Call Her Daddy talk about that. But instead, you were playing piddle paddles with your little diddle daddler. Fucking.
I would love to play piddle paddles Skittles. On a Nintendo Switch, though. We should go get those.
Let's talk. I tried.
Yeah?
What happened? Sold out everywhere. Dang everywhere.
Impossible.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Impossible? I mean, it's like the best right now.
I was gonna get a bunch, but it's hard. No Nintendo Switches. And yeah, you know what? I'll acknowledge that. I think you're right. When I was growing up, my dad always said, Logan, stay focused. Work hard, and make sure you don't get distracted by a tail. You can't be chasing tail. And I said, Dad, I never will. And for the first time in my life, I'm like, yo, the tail.
No.
It's taking over. It's taking over, Mark.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
You're in a new place. You're in an exciting relationship.
I'm in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, I get it. But here's a question that I keep coming to in my own relationship. It's like we've had the discussions because they pop up. People want to get married, have kids. Those conversations go down, right? And those are always fun ones. And I always come back to like, are we on a mission that is so important? to these fans, to these souls out there that we need to deliver messaging that helps this planet become happier, or more motivated, or more enlightened, or whatever? Are we on a mission that is so valiant and so important that we must misplace or push aside our own quests for love and
life,
peace of mind and life?
So my answer is, like, honestly, yeah. Like, yes. You know, if you really want to change the world and change the way people think, if you want to shift behavior, you have to be on that mission. That's why, like, when I say I'm going to make 3 vlogs a week and 2 podcasts a week,
you mean it,
and 1 piece of exclusive content on maverickclothing.com, I need NEED to stick by that. That was my mentality. And now
you're not failing. I'm not failing.
I just know by me continuing to push, I'm jeopardizing my mental health.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My physical health.
What happens if you
drive
a car all day long, nonstop, and never put gas in it?
You run out
of gas.
That's what you're doing, man. You're running on E. And I know you keep that Yeti on E all the time just because it burns gas like a
5 miles a gallon on that bitch.
Yeah, it's horrible. And then you put a trailer on it with 2 badass razors on it. That's fun.
I'm gonna say something here.
Go ahead.
I think this is big. I'm gonna get rid of the Yeti soon. Sooner than
you know.
I
that's the happiest thing you've ever made me.
I cannot fucking believe I'm saying this, because that car is my baby. It's my honey. It's my child. I almost love it more than myself. But
what?
It is. It has. I think it's taken its toll in my life, and I may actually end up giving away on the Maverick Club as well. There's a lot of things that I'm gonna do in that club that, like, anytime I say I'm getting rid of something or like we're doing this, I'm gonna shove every ounce of energy that is no longer in my life into that.
Can you imagine winning the Yeti?
That's a thing.
Can you imagine you're 18 years old and you live in like Wisconsin and you win Logan Paul's kitted out G-Wagon? Wow. Are you kidding me?
And your car insurance goes up to like
$6,000.
No, only if you have the plow on it. So little fun fact, if you do end up winning the Yeti once I give this away in the Maverick Club, don't use the plow. Your insurance will go up by roughly $20,000. Or no, I think it's $12,000 a month. It went up. $12,000 a month because what? Because I put the plow on it. Can you believe that? They told me that. I was like, what the fuck? I go, how did they find out? If an insurance company watches my vlogs. Wouldn't be surprised if they watch my podcast. So now we keep the plow.
So what do you get if you get rid of it?
Like, that's the big question. So now we have a, I don't know, because this is such a unique vehicle that is so me. It's big, it's bold, it's cool, it's unique. That's the coolest thing I like about it.
There is one on the list right now. Can I pull it up?
Yeah.
It's the F-650 Super Truck.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is absurd.
F-650 syrup truck.
The thing that we're running into is that Logan now has a trailer and wants to put the razors on it.
Logan, come on. So, can you imagine? Can you imagine this fucking thing in the driveway?
Dude.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's completely unnecessary and 1,000% ridiculous. Like, you could just get an F-350.
I'm going to be honest. That might be it. Is that it, Jeff?
It is. I mean, listen, it's definitely dope, but.
Bulletproof? We'll make it bulletproof.
You know what else is cool? I'm friends with the owner of Rezvani Tank. Y'all seen this?
Yeah, yeah.
Except I don't know what the towing capacity is on this. I imagine it's definitely not as much as the F-650, but these are bulletproof, Jeff. That's why I bring this up.
It's cool, but
these are bulletproof.
I worry that it might be the same as the like smaller interior, like the Yeti.
Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, this F-650.
You just need some room, man. You got a dog, you got a bird, you got a girl.
That's one thing I never understood about the Yeti.
That's dope.
It's such a big car, and you can't even fit 4 people in it.
It makes no sense.
Like, there's not enough room to put people in the back seat.
Yeah,
it's like the same back seat as a Lamborghini, which doesn't have a back seat.
It makes no sense. I'm actually gonna start the hunt for this. This conversation is gonna be the catalyst for this.
Let's go.
We're finding F-650. We're decking it out.
I think Chase has what?
He's got a big one. Yeah. He's got a big one, but this is like. This is like, imagine that took steroids, and then that product took steroids.
Yeah.
Like double steroids. That's what this is. towing capacity of.
It's like 30 million pounds.
30 million pounds.
It's crazy. Bro, you want to attach this to Jupiter and just like start tugging it around? You can do it.
You just
got to
get a winch long enough.
Yeah. Speaking of Jupiter, some people went to space today. Is that what?
No, they didn't. The weather delayed them.
How come it's not
It's not a bigger. There's other stories.
Where are they going though? No, they're not going to the moon.
I think they're just going to float around for a while.
ISS. And then of course. Eventually, we're going back to the moon. I actually just thought about that last night. Would you strap yourself to a giant nuclear submarine, like shot into the stars?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Can we just step that back really quick?
That makes no sense.
You want me to strap myself to a submarine that's going to be shot into
space?
I mean,
that's essentially what a rocket ship is, no?
One of them.
Well, you said
underwater.
A nuclear submarine, by the way, which is a submarine capable of ballistic nuclear measures
that explodes underwater.
Or is it a submarine that's propelled by nuclear energy? I'm so sorry, but also has nuclear capabilities. I'm sure.
I'm sure if we wanted them to. But, okay. You know, that's kind of what a rocket ship is, right?
And you want to actually make it vertical and then try to shoot.
Space is just as scary as underwater.
Space.
Yeah.
What do you think is scarier?
I would say space, just because like if you're super far underwater, you're done. You're gonna get crushed by the pressure. But also, if you like. Happen to go into space and nothing happens, you get it.
Same thing.
But there's like creepy creatures down then underwater.
But that actually in this specific circumstance, I think I was gonna say that comforts me because it's still like life, but they aren't friendly. Like they're gonna fuck you up.
Pull up some of those Mariana Trench characters.
Mariana Trench characters, bro. None of them are okay.
They don't make sense. Like, they glow ultraviolet orange and have.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to be around it. But like space, we know that there's aliens or something, maybe. But like, no.
Look at that thing on the left. You go right to the left. Down one. Yes, that thing. Either of those two.
The anglerfish.
This one I'm not okay with. See, nope.
That looks like a Lord of the Rings character.
That's disgusting, dude. What
that
is that?
That's not so bad.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's kind of cute. That's like
But who knows what it can do?
We don't know.
It has powers.
Look at that.
That just looks at you in the face.
I'm not okay with that one.
Crystal ball of his eyes.
Jeff said he's got a crystal ball of his eyes.
So what about that like jellyfish one? Like that one.
Oh, you mean that human living inside a plastic embryo? Bag? Bro, I'm going to space.
It's one large intestine surrounded by a plastic bag.
That shit doesn't exist in space, or does it? That's the question.
Well,
or does it? Like, you get to the dark side of the moon, going out dark, ISS out, and then you go around to the dark side, and who knows what happens back there? Who knows how many of our brave spacemen have been probed anally by strange insect fucking aliens?
You got it real brave, man.
Can you imagine if you were in space and you just saw something, anything like this?
Seeing anything would be a shock, like because you know there's nothing.
No,
there.
But like when you say shock, what do you think you'd act? What would actually happen to you, dude? That is insane.
You would forever because if you didn't know what it was, like if you didn't see it and get a good look at it, but you know something like moved in your periphery.
No.
You saw.
I'm telling you, get a good look at this thing.
You have questions for the rest of your life. Who do you tell? What do you? You can't do anything. The government's gonna be like, nah, man, you can't talk. About
you ain't
that.
Seen shit. It's like the episode of Twilight Zone. There's something on the wing, but, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about with Shatner.
Why would the government not let you tell that? Like, why does a government care about whether or not people see aliens?
Panic.
Yeah, human controlling.
I saw an alien. You think this is they're gonna be there? Me, Logan Paul. I go, hey, I'm impulsive. I go, hey, I saw an alien. You think people at home are gonna be like,
if you're a NASA astronaut who's been strapped to a nuclear fucking rocket that goes into space, you see an alien and you have like pictures or some sort of proof. Like if you don't come back with proof, all right, this dude's crazy, clearly. But if you come back with proof of it, then it's kind of like
we've been here before. Y'all know I film everything. I have proof.
Yeah.
Well, I also think I don't think it's just panic. I believe that the government would want to monetize them for tax money.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, just like with marijuana. It wasn't, they didn't want people not getting high. They wanted to make sure that when it was sold, they made money off it. So when the aliens visit, of course they're going to find a way to tax the aliens. Whether it's tolls. You want to come into our galaxy?
Energy, cosmic energy.
You're going to pay us in dark matter. No, fuck that.
Make my planet heavier.
Convert that dark matter into American currency.
Yeah,
Don't come without the right bills or you're going to suffer the VAT consequences on your way out. You're going to have to sit at that VAT office at the UK airport for 3 hours as you try to get your tax money back for the gold bracelet you bought downtown.
There's an intergalactic space creature with eight limbs sitting at the VAT.
Man, this place sucks.
and he's not wearing a mask.
He's not wearing a mask.
They would infect the crap out of us.
Do I think about Ukrainian astronauts? Not often. Do you think they train the astronauts?
On what to do?
That is a great question. Wow.
Does NASA
train? I can't wait to have an astronaut on this show, look him dead in the face and say, were you trained to interact with E.T.? They have to be. You know.
I would think they would get the most basic stuff, but I bet you that there are some that are like, I bet you there's like the interrogator of the group. Like the FBI interrogator for the Space Force. Because by the way, listen.
Interrogator or interpreter? Because no one could speak alien.
Not that you know.
Did I say interpreter? What did I say?
You said interrogator.
What's the guy that called? Negotiator. That guy.
You're going to sit an alien down and
One of the few things, and I'm going to get fucked up for saying this. Not one of the few things. One of the things that Trump has done that I find incredible is the formation of the Space Force.
Yo,
I actually do kind of fuck with it because why should we be so behind on space?
I think
dude?
The Space Force is going to come into act when we have like Chinese spy drones up in space shooting down lasers and listening to us. We will need that.
Space Force.mil.
Military. It's a military site.
Sick, man.
That's a real thing.
What is this?
Sexual assault. Is this about alien?
Sexual assault and prevention for aliens?
Damn, they main-paged it. They main-paged this part for the Space Force. They want to make sure they're buttoned up. They're not taking any Space Force HR risks.
I don't think this is even Space Force. I think this is just in general.
All right, well, go back.
What is space sex like?
Oh, weightless.
Someone's had to have done it. Someone's had to. It would have been an astronaut with another astronaut, correct? Probably, right?
Astronaut. Probably. Has that happened? Do we have? I'll get that. You guys keep going.
Have people had sex in space? It's had to have happened. I also imagine it's probably the greatest thing ever.
Or not.
Or it's probably horrifying and difficult. It'd be difficult.
Nothing to really grip onto other than your partner.
Sex in space.
Can
you imagine?
I can imagine it.
The cum shot, bro.
So it's definitely happened. It's definitely happened in these. It's definitely happened in those micro. Grab like the planes that they take you up.
But that's only like 16 seconds. That only fits for like Logan.
Fact.
You're not lying.
I mean, there's articles abound here, but
is there anything on the good old pH?
I wish I could do better.
Can you do a pH check?
Astra.
What about Trump saying he's canceling social media?
Trump's canceling social media? That's horrible news. What will we do?
Oh, he canceled Twitter because they put a fact checker.
Yeah, they put a fact checker on his tweets.
So he attempted to cancel Twitter?
Well, he just made a tweet about it that said that Twitter is anti. Listen, he was making tweets that were unbased in fact about mail-in ballots.
Voter fraud will happen because of mail-in ballots.
And Twitter said, yo, they put a thing on it. So when you read the tweet, you can click a little button that says, get the facts. It said, get the facts. And you go to a site and it tells you the real story. And Trump was not happy. He was not having it, bro.
Well, I wonder if we'll ever reach a point where instead of like getting opinions fed to us through our, like I saw that the CNN app just sent out an opinion essentially that they try to pass it off as a fact in the news. But
did you just say?
CNN sent out something to like, you know, the news app. It was a Trump seems to blah blah blah. So it was an opinion based on what he did.
Yeah.
Not a factual.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret right now. Every single thing you see on the news right now is an opinion of some fucking sort.
That's what I'm saying. Will we ever get back to factual stuff?
This is one of my favorite questions because I want nothing more. I always used to tout BBC and say they were closer to the center on shit, but it's not even the case anymore, right? No.
Al Jazeera.
I'm sorry. Call me a scumbag for thinking this way, but I'm not watching Al Jazeera.
I've always been taught in political science, major in college, to read every different regional news publication, because then you can kind of see who's saying what about what.
And why.
That's how you can configure your actual truth.
Wow.
But listen.
Then you have to sort through all the facts. Sort through all the minutia until you find and make an opinion, which is your own opinion, which is fine, but a lot of people just go headline news and pull their opinion.
Everybody does.
CNN, and that's all we have time for. People call me out on it all the time.
People call me out on it all the time that have been harsh towards one side. I'll be the first to say it right now. CNN is equally fucking bad. They're awful. They put up headlines on the thing that says you know, Trump thinks this, or like Trump thinks Americans shouldn't wear masks. Like just a blatant statement, yeah. A blanket statement. And that one might actually be true. Yeah. Because he's been saying it left or right. Anyways, that's either here nor there.
It's never concise. But it's the gray, like the neutral reporting of the news isn't exciting. And all we have time for anymore is exciting things that pique our interest and then grab our attention for 15 seconds. And then we move on to the next thing.
Which is in closing on the topic, which is why I brought the topic up today and why it was so important that we hit it. Mm-hmm. As I watch the topic tumble on Twitter down to 5, down to 7, down to 12, and it's space, and it's some baseball player scored it's all this stuff, and that goes to the top, and before you know it, no one's talking about it anymore. Until 2 months later, when a video of a man kneeling on the neck of another man comes out and everybody goes into an outrage. It is the news cycle. And it's scary to imagine that we just do this and nothing happens time after time again. Where's the solve? I don't know. I'm not the one with the answers. I never want to be claimed to be the one with the fucking answers.
We'll find the answers in time. Unfortunately, we can't see the future yet.
Final note. Putting this tweet out, do you think Elon Musk's astronauts have been trained how to interact with aliens should they encounter them?
Mm. Whoa.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. You guys sold out the Maverick crew next to Maverick hoodies, the Maverick shorts, and over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, but we still got some t-shirts. Go check it out, maverickclothing.com. More importantly, join the Maverick Club. We're working on making this the most special group on the internet, and I'm excited to watch it grow with you guys. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.